Boy, they're getting better over there in Monticello. The line dropped on its own right after the bye, you all. That's pretty good. That's pretty decent. I don't know. Is there testing 1-2?
Usually a delay, though, between the drops, you know. Well, anyway.
I guess. Gotta get to work. Man, I gotta take a day off or eat it out. We gotta get you over. We need a Saturday to work. But so you do a radio show on Saturday. That's the problem. Saturday nights are the only night I might be able to free up to work on the system. And you are doing a radio show. Fucking nerve.
Shit you, man.
What?
You know,
stop. Give up the radio show. Take a couple of weeks off. Be here with your Lord and Master as you should be.
I'll tell you what we'll do.
Okay.
We'll pre-record it, and we'll run it out of here.
Fuck out of here. How are we going to do that and work on the equipment?
I said we'll pre-record it. We can run it off the computer, and then during any times we might want to break in live, we can cut the equipment in and say, hey, how do we sound now? Give us a call here and bye, click, and go back to the recording.
Now, that would be silly, and that would blow the timing of the recording and everything else.
Well, you think I'm going to do a full 4 hours of the recording? I'm going to allow the time to do a lot of crap. But you see, I'll have to have a chat room up over here, and you'll have to see what goes on, you know.
Oh, nobody wants to be involved in that crap. How many people actually entered the chat room?
Well, let's see. This week, I think if you count individual people, we had something like maybe about 18 people, though we only had maybe 10.
You heard that, didn't you, Michael? If you count individual people. No,
you don't understand. What do you want to know? You see, you're dealing with a chat room. People come in and they come out. Now, so are you interested in the peak number at any one time, or do you want to know the number of individuals that came in during the four-hour block?
That's the most important factor. The total number of people that took a ward. The total number of people that decided, let's see what's going on in this shitty room.
Well, we had about 18 yesterday, but let's see. Last week, I think we had something like maybe 24. And the week before that was really crappy. We had maybe a dozen people. You know, it goes. Some weeks are great, some weeks are crappy, you know. And meanwhile, I'm looking, we have
something
a way of,
we're familiar with here.
Yeah. And, of course, we have a way of monitoring how many people are listening over there. Last week, I think we hit over 40, plus about 7 on my server. This week, we hit, I think we hit about 2/3 of that.
We don't need to know all the numbers, although they're making ours look good. We need more of you out there tuning in. I mean, the numbers are okay, but they're not what we want. So you've been warned. I say this all the time. No sense in doing this show unless the audience grows. Yeah, and Rufus's comments about the ever expanding audience, the crock of you know what that they are. I want that to be the case. Tell a friend, tell many friends, if you've got pallies out there that enjoy talk radio and good music and general silliness, this is the place. You're a little bit of everything, Radio Extravaganza. Turn them on to the website, johnlightning.com. And then see to it, by force and brutal power, if need be, that they show up here when we reconvene the show next Sunday night. So that, you know, by the time we go on, there are already 200-300 people listening online. I don't think we got that many points, but I'd love for us to need to have that many ports, to have to pay the extra money to take care of that many people. Because I get jealous when I put on Neil Rogers. Oh, you know, we have 1,400 people listening online. I look at my numbers. I go, wah!
We can add the ports on this thing without any problem. You know that.
Yeah, I know that, but it gets more expensive.
No, we have the capability. Remember, all the those services run by Doc are gone. Because he moved out of Kansas.
Stop. And let's not even bother. What's that got to do with the number of listeners? Right now, we have a fixed limit of listeners we can have online.
No. We have a number of ports available to us on the server.
Right.
We can expand that because the bandwidth that was used by the other services is not being used.
Yes, but I was of the understanding that if you go over 100 listeners, you have to pay for additional bandwidth.
No.
All right, good. Hey, tell all your friends, all your relatives, start email. You know what we need? We need you folks to start sending out letters, email. I don't care. Call it spam. Start spamming all your friends. John Lightning, Sunday nights. That's the thing to do. Chain letters, whatever it takes. dirigibles, flying, trailing banners, dirigibles.
I know.
Whatever it takes.
The Goodyear blimp.
Yes, indeed. The Goodyear blimp. I'm passing on so many lines right now. Okay. All right. Any final words, gentlemen? I'm just tired, and I just want
to
stop doing this.
It's
now.
I just want to mention that.
You just want to mention that you will have headlines next week.
We'll see. Carmine from Pennsylvania called off the air. He couldn't hold on because he had some kind of crappy phone. But he wanted me to say to you that hello.
Why don't you pick it up and read it?
Oh, God, you're popping your piece terribly.
I'm sorry.
No, not you. The big joke.
And he wanted me to wish you a belated happy birthday.
Oh, how the hell did he know?
He's been a long time.
Was he listening on the internet or shortwave?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. Well, I thank you if you're listening on the internet. If not, nobody knows. Okay. All right. That's it. You didn't even have to bother refreshing the screen now. Levels don't matter because we're going away. So let's see. What are we going to go away with? Let's see. Should go away with something instead of just, signing off like I do most nights. Should try and go away with something. Let me see. What do we got here? All these folders with nothing in them where there's supposed to be stuff in them. There we go. And nothing there. I bear with us. I want to go away. I just want to do something different tonight. I'll do something different.
No politically incorrect music this week.
What do you mean by? Oh, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. That's what I'll do. I'm going to get up. I'm going to get that Jefferson Airplane record. I said I was going to get.
Yeah. I'm going to play the Jefferson Airplane reissue. Of course, he filed it away among the 150,000.
You got to leave so I can get up.
I got to get up so you can get over there. Okay.
See, these are over your head. Much like this show, okay?
Parumpum.
He needs a little boost. Shall I give him
Jay.
A boost?
Jay.
No, I'll put you there. Okay. I think I have to get up here. There you go. Oh.
Nice stepladder.
About
one of these that takes 14 CDs down.
Yeah, he was talking about that representative named, site senator named Davenport. Yeah. You're not going to say, why is he being such an idiot with the sex toys? He makes a great couch.
That's true.
Over John's head.
There it is.
I think he was paying attention to what we said.
Yeah, I don't think so either. We could take over the show.
I wasn't listening to you guys.
You didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's a given. Kind of like what our listeners say when they miss an edition of the show. Well, you fuckers couldn't be more wrong, okay?
Somebody's calling from the internet. And anyway, Mike was keeping score. I got to ask him now. But I think it's 3-2, you over me, as far as flummoxes tonight.
Oh, bullshit. You flummox much more frequently than I do.
I said deal doers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jefferson Airplane time on your 11L. Internet connection. This is R&I via the World Wide Web. Here's one you never hear on the radio, and you wouldn't, of course not. It's a drug song. It's called Mexico.
Mosley and Charlie, twins of the trade, come to the poet's room, talking about the problems of a leaf, and yes, it'll be back soon. There used to be tons of gold and green coming up here from Mexico. Mexico is under the thumb of a man we call Richard, and he's come to call himself king. But he's a small-headed man, and he doesn't know a thing about how to deal for you. How to deal for you? There are millions of you now. I mean, it's not as if you were alone. There are brothers everywhere. There were a half a million people on the lawn, and we sang.
Joe McCalkinen, and I can see Jack Cassidy's eyebrows going up and down and up and down.
The original Radio New York International. The in sound for the in crowd. And a lightning. You got the fun place to play.
Wait, I'm not done. I'm not done. I want to play one more song. Wait, I'm in such a good mood here. I want to play one more song. If I can find it, help me out. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. I'm not going to play that one. Wait a minute. Hold on. I want one more song here. I want one more fucking song here. One more song by the High Rise. How did you enjoy the High Rises tonight, then, Mike?
I am truly impressed with them because it started out, the first song was like, I don't know, the instrumental was sort of like country-ish, rockish.
Right,
like
yeah.
That. And it, when you played that surf song about summer, I'm trying. I was driving. I didn't think that it might be them. I'm trying to go, who the hell is that? And I thought it was the Rivieras because of that little organ thing in the background, like on California.
Right.
Like, really great.
I
thought that was really
CD
great.
Yeah, that instrumental that he opened up with, that was also very California surf type music.
Yeah, indeed, one of the instrumentals I played was an edit of a full song of theirs that's based on a... Do you remember that movie? I'm going to have to watch it again now after having heard them do this dumb song that I can't get out of my mind. Remember that movie Plan 9 from Outer Space?
Oh, God, yes.
It's something of a science fiction grade E classic.
Oh, I think it's past E.
Yeah. F.
Probably.
Constantly wins awards for being the worst movie of all time.
And for good reason. However...
Bela Lugosi after he was dead.
However, the song that they've created that goes by the same name, instant classic... CD skip. By the way, whoever mixes their records, get out of the fucking business. I've never heard a officially issued CD with as much distortion on it as that one. As you heard with the level there, my apology, that thing is mixed so loud. I tried to fix it for the cuts I was putting on the air. You know when you put up the waveform in your wave editor? The waveform was scrunch. Absolutely. It looked like it was a square wave. There was no dynamic range in it whatsoever. Whoever horribly compressed they took real good music and made it sound as shitty as they possibly could. I just don't understand what drives a mastering engineer to make such a fucking disaster out of good music as they did with this CD. Although you should go out and buy all their CDs anyway. I think they have like 5 or 6 of them out. I know I own like 5 of them. And somehow I never get around to playing them. Of course, going to the show the other day, that got me like, you know, all interested again. So that gets you to listen. Go look them up online, The High Rises. They're definitely, if you like, if you like rock and roll, that I basically consider, I don't know, Beatles influenced, you can hear. Or basic rockabilly, Bakersfield country twang. It's all in there. It's all good. Go listen to go listen to The High Rises. Go buy their product. Okay, just don't go and download it. Of course, I wouldn't. Go and buy it and enjoy their music. Otherwise, that's about it. That's a wrap for us. Now I'm going to officially get out of here because I'm tired.
It's 11 LR and I with John Lightning.
Where there's grease beach all the time.